Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Nick, you've become a really big deal because that's an awful lot to say before we have to bring you on.
I many of these interviews, guys, and like I feel like embarrassed at like how it should really just be like you better you bet 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Now you can watch the show on NBC Sports Now. I also do like the number one sports betting show. Like I like that also selfishly. But yeah, it's I didn't write it. My apologies. Way too long. But thank you very much.
Nick Costos, you better you bet. He also walks little old ladies across the street every single day from 2 to 4.
Well, it's
and
like 20.
Changes diapers.
It's 20. Well, to change diapers, yes. It's about 15 degrees right now in New York, so I'm not leaving my house. So the little old ladies can cross the street themselves. Way too cold. Way too cold.
We're a heat storm here. We're 19 degrees. So
yeah, I mean, go. God almighty. There I mean, you go. We've got the wrong idea, man.
Just don't forget, our weather today is your weather tomorrow.
Great, can't wait.
And it was Chicago's weather yesterday.
Can't wait.
Well, we're going to warm things up. How's that for a nice transition?
Wow, that's great radio right there. Keep going. Yeah,
thanks. Let's start with tonight. Penn State, Notre Dame. National semifinal game number one.
Okay, so I want to preface, because we'll do Ohio State also. The way that I have bet this round of the college football playoff, and I don't know if I was on with you guys to be able to talk about the Rose Bowl, because I know like the holidays, and I don't know when the last time we spoke was.
Yeah, we didn't know.
But my my take was, and said it on my show a number of times, was that I felt the winner of the Rose Bowl was going to win the national championship, that was the national title game with Ohio State and Oregon. And Ohio State obviously smashed Oregon in that game. So I have basically just been betting Ohio State to win the title. It's at plus money, and now we're sitting, the last I looked yesterday was minus 130, so a lot. Like, Ohio's a pretty decent just to win the national championship. So I have a couple, I have an exacta, like Ohio State over Notre Dame, but my big bet, my position is on Ohio State to win the next two games. And I do think if Ohio State gets past Texas, because Texas, like, those are the two best teams that are left, Ohio State and Texas. I think Ohio State will smash either Notre Dame or Penn State in the title game. Now, make me pick the game tonight. I do like Notre Dame. Advantage Penn State has, and it's a pretty decent one, right, is quarterback. Drew Aller, definitely better than Riley Leonard. Other than that, I give Notre Dame the edge. Both teams have key players nursing injuries. Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love, Penn State stud pass rusher who's going to be like an early pick, Abdul Carter. We won't know until later. Expect both to play, but won't know until later that they're going to. Aside from the quarterback, I give Notre Dame the edge basically everywhere else, most notably at head coach Marcus Freeman versus James Franklin. I think Riley Leonard can do enough with his legs in this game. I think Riley Leonard will go over his rushing yards prop in the game. I like that. 49.5 is the number. I think Riley Leonard goes 50 or more rushing yards tonight. I think Notre Dame does enough to win and then get blown out in the national championship game by Ohio State.
I'm going to ask you just a kind of silly question just about everything that's going on, and I'm wondering how it affects the gaming world. Like, a lot of talk earlier this week about Ohio State, Texas perhaps getting moved to Saturday because of the weather that's going on in Dallas. And then I'll fast forward it even to the NFL having a backup plan for the Vikings and Rams. Like, how does weather in that aspect affect the gaming world when you're trying to figure out what's going to happen?
So the Ohio State Texas game, yeah. I would say it doesn't impact it at all. Like, there's nothing really going on injury wise. The game would just be played like a day later. It's indoors,
right?
So I don't think matters.
Okay.
And I also like Rams Vikings would matter a little bit, and I'll try and be as brief as I can with this answer. The Rams do not have a significant home field advantage, like in Los Angeles, and obviously, like, right, thoughts and prayers to everything that's going on in Los Angeles with people, firefighters, people that have lost their homes, etc. But we will come at this from just a sports perspective.
Right.
The team that LA football fans root for the most doesn't play in Los Angeles anymore. That's the Raiders. So the Rams and the Chargers both don't have a significant home field advantage. Now, if you told me that, like, for some reason, the game was in Minnesota, and they had to move the game from Minnesota to a neutral location, like, now we're talking, it matters a lot. Because Minnesota, in that dome, with how loud it gets and how crazy that is, that's a significant home field advantage. The Rams don't have that. So I don't want to say it's zero if the game's played, let's say it's played in Arizona, instead of LA on Monday. Mm-hmm. But I actually don't think it matters really that much at all. Like, the game, the point spread is a pick'em, basically, the win on Monday night. I think if it's played elsewhere, I think the point spread will still be a pick'em for the Rams and the Vikings.
Let's go back to college. Ohio State, Texas. You like Ohio State. Tell us why and what are you thinking points?
Yeah, so Ohio State was a bigger favorite like a couple days ago against Texas. So Texas has been drawing interest in the betting market, which for me is just about the number. Ohio State currently, it's 6 at BetMGM, but it looks like we're going to come off 6 and go down to 5.5, which is just people buying up like key-ish numbers on Texas. Texas being able to keep the game a little bit closer here. And I'll say, and I love Ohio State, if you bet Ohio State at these numbers, you're paying a premium to do it. Like, you're getting taxed if you bet Ohio State, and the tax is because they annihilated Tennessee and then annihilated Oregon and look like the best team in the country, which doesn't mean that Ohio State can't or won't win big on Friday night. Just that, just know if you're betting them, you're paying a tax, and I think that's why Texas has been an attractive bet by professionals and by sharp bettors. That's why I think Texas has gotten bet. So, look, do I think Texas can keep the game close? Like, I do. I would not be shocked if Ohio State ended up winning a close game. I think these are the two best teams remaining. Texas has a ton of talent on the roster, much like Ohio State does. But, you know, for me, I think Ohio State, and I'll give like a really, I'm a nerd, I'll give a really nerdy reference for people that have seen like the original Matrix movie. Ohio State's like Neo at the end of the first Matrix. Again, I did preface this. It's a really nerdy analogy. Like Neo at the end of the first Matrix when he realizes he's Neo. And then like all the bullets are flying at him. He just puts his hand up and stops them. Like, Ohio State has realized that it's the best team. And they're playing like it, and they're coaching like it. And remember, you know, the first two games of the playoff, like, people are still stuck on the Michigan game. They annihilated Tennessee and just eviscerated Oregon. Oregon was the consensus number one team, and Tennessee is a really good SEC team, and Ohio State laid waste to both. Meanwhile, you've got Texas, who struggled to put Clemson away and probably should have lost to Arizona State. So, does Ohio State cover? Maybe. I do think Ohio State wins. Again, the way that I have chosen to play this is just betting Ohio State to win the national championship.
All right, let's go through the rest of the NFL for this weekend, just the games you like, and you know, kind of give some folks some insight on the way to bet some of these games.
Okay, do you want me to roll through like all of them quickly?
Yeah, if you want to, or just anything that stands out to you that says, okay, this is something you really should keep your eye on because I feel like this can help you.
Sure. So let's start with the Chargers and the Texans. That's okay. The first game, the Texans Memorial spot, the early game on Saturday. The Chargers are a 3-point favorite right now, road favorite at BetMGM. I think that this number is going to come off of 3 and go down to 2.5. So my advice to people would be, if you like the Chargers, lay -2.5. If you like Houston, bet +3. I also think there is some value on the over. It's 42.5 right now. Houston is throwing a lot more than people think they are because they had earned that reputation as being a run-first team. That is really like not what this has been down the stretch for the Texans. I do like the over 42.5. If you made me pick a side, I would take the 3 with Houston, but I don't say that with a tremendous amount of confidence. So again, if you like Houston, bet +3. If you like the Chargers, lay 2.5. Steelers and the Ravens on Saturday night. The current point spread is 10. At that number, it is a bet for me on the Pittsburgh Steelers at 10. It has to be 10, not 9.5. Has to be Pittsburgh +10. At that number, I think things are starting to get a little crazy here, where Baltimore should definitely be favored, but keep this in mind. These two teams played a couple weeks ago on a Saturday. The Ravens were about a touchdown favorite. Now, a couple weeks later, it's 10, and Baltimore's number one receiver is not playing in the game, in Zay Flowers. So I think Baltimore's going to win. Do I think they win by 10? I don't. So I did bet the Steelers +10. 10 has to be the bet. Bills and the Broncos, early game on Sunday. Lean for me towards the over. I think Buffalo's going to win. I don't have a strong opinion on who covers. I do think the Bills will win. I am betting the Packers +4.5 on the road in Philly, but not yet. Let's make sure Jordan Love, guys, gets through practice today and tomorrow with his elbow injury and that he's good to go. If he is, I think the Packers can keep this game close. Maybe not win, but keep the game close on the road in Philadelphia. Commanders and the Bucks, I bet Washington +3.5. That number no longer exists. It's Tampa minus 3. A lot of people I respect are on the Tampa side of this game. So I would encourage the listener and the viewer, like, you watch football just like I do. I guess you guys don't have viewers, right? I say that on my show because we're on TV. It says, the listener.
No, we do
Sorry.
Stuff. We have viewers, too.
Oh, we're great. All, for the, those, yeah. all right, for the viewer also.
Yeah.
You watch football just like I do. I can be wrong. I like Washington. If you like Tampa, lay minus 3. And then the Vikings and the Rams on Monday night. I think the game will close at Pick'em. And I think setting Sam Darnold as a pick'em in a road playoff game against Matthew Stafford is wrong. I will take the Rams to win on Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings.
Let's take Detroit, Kansas City, say Buffalo, Philadelphia out of it. If you were looking right now before the playoffs start and thought this is a good bet for the Super Bowl, this team could win it, who would it be?
None. Okay. But if I had to, it would be Baltimore.
Yeah.
And the reason why it would be Baltimore is because Baltimore has, see, I don't think, I'm going to answer your question like this. Who can beat Kansas City in the AFC? I don't think Buffalo can. I do think Baltimore, I would not pick Baltimore to beat the Chiefs, but Baltimore has it in their like range of outcomes where they could have just a nuclear offensive day. It's possible that that could happen and score like 40 points. I think it's unlikely, but it's possible. And if that happened and the Ravens got to the Super Bowl against like Detroit, Green Bay, whatever, you know, the Ravens could definitely win that game. But if you're asking me like who's going to win the Super Bowl, like what's the actual bet to win the Super Bowl, it's Kansas City, and it's not even close. And I would say that if anyone out there, if you think Kansas City's going to lose before the Super Bowl, I would bet Detroit. So I wouldn't even get past the first two teams.
A pleasure. Enjoy the weekend, sir.
You got it.
Thanks, man.
Big win by the Cavs last night, huh?
How about that?
Yeah, they're awesome. I still don't think they'd beat Boston in an Eastern Conference final, but that's a hell of a win last night. And Evan Mobley was tremendous.
I'm interested to hear what you sound like as we get closer to the playoffs, if you change your mind on that.
I don't think I will, just because, you know, what we've talked about, like, mm-hmm. you know, teams, like the teams that win the championship generally have to go through growing pains. And the one team recently that didn't, and we've talked about this, right, was the 15 Warriors team that only beat the Cavs because Kyrie and Love got hurt. Cavs would have won that series otherwise against
Golden
State.
After my own heart.
It's just the truth. Like,
yeah.
We all watched it. Like, that's what happened. So, you know, I think if it goes to an Eastern Conference final, I think it'd probably go Celtics in 7. I'm not a hater, just my honest opinion. But the Cavs, even if it's not this year, you know, we can start talking about them next year, even if it doesn't happen this year, as like threat every year now to win the NBA championship. And I can be wrong. It could be this year.
Awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Jeff Phelps, Sandy Paskin. Meredith
Still.
Is taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. Dan Menigan, our buddy, standing to my right. So here's, we have some Belichick thoughts coming up in a second. I think there's a fascinating storyline going on with Bill. But Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider, was just with us. I asked him about Super Bowl. Other than, let's say, Kansas City, Detroit, the number one seeds in each conference, and I even took out Buffalo and Philadelphia, the number two seeds in each conference. Anybody? And he said, nope. But if I had to pick one, it would be Baltimore, who could get to and win the Super Bowl. Third seed in the AFC. And he said, honestly, Kansas City. And if you think Kansas City's getting knocked out, then Detroit. Is it that simple, guys? The number one seed, the team to beat in this? Or are Kansas City and Detroit head and shoulders above everybody else?
I don't know that I feel that way in the AFC. Dan, I'm interested in what you have to say on this, too. I just think I like Buffalo. I'm still feeling good about Buffalo right now going into this thing. I think the win during the regular season over Kansas City I thought was gigantic. So I think the AFC side is I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I just feel like the AFC side feels a lot more open than the NFC side. I think it's the Lions on the other side, which is crazy because I mean – Detroit and Super Bowl are two words that just haven't gone together.
See, the only thing with the Lions that scares me is how banged
the injuries,
up their defense
is. Yeah.
That defense is so banged up. And it's the other thing with the Bills is I wonder how healthy the spine of that defense is because they were losing linebackers and safeties left and right. Those are, you know, this kind of has turned into, okay, who is the healthiest? Kansas City seems to have, you know, dodged that the most, but their offense has just been so clunky. That I kind of wonder if, you know, I know it's Mahomes and I know it's okay, Mahomes in the playoffs. Here's the ball, buddy. Go figure it out. Baltimore makes a lot of sense because it seems like their defense may have turned the corner a little bit, that they've started playing better. They were one of the worst defenses in football for a period of time, and Roquan Smith was having a horrible year. And it seems like they may have finally turned the corner. I don't know.
Is anybody concerned about Mahomes' ankle still? I mean, he hurt
probably,
it here.
Probably not. They've had, you know, they'll have the bye week and everything else.
He got an extra week.
You know what I'm concerned about more than anything else with Kansas City is, I think Rashee Rice went out with the injury early in the season. They have Xavier Worthy, but they've been throwing veteran skill position guys onto that team this year. They brought in DeAndre Hopkins, right? They had Hollywood Brown, who got injured early. He's come back. Bring in Kareem Hunt. No, Isaiah Pacheco's coming back, you know, and it's been back. I wonder if they have the skill position talent to give Mahomes the chance to thrive. And Travis Kelce is still a terrific tight end, but not quite the threat that he was. He's not getting downfield. He's not getting a whole lot of yards after catch these days. I just wonder if that's an issue for Kansas City when you get into a game where you're going to need somebody to make some big plays. Or does DeAndre Hopkins turn the clock back, you know, for the night? Juju Smith-Schuster, Travis. That's the only concern I would have about Kansas City, because I think the Chiefs are the team to beat. And I like Buffalo, but I still think the Chiefs are the team to beat.
I want to see Kansas City before I make that call. And the only reason I say that is because I wonder if they've treated Travis Kelce this season like the...
like you're going to unveil him here in the playoffs and here... Okay, now you're right. Good.
Like the old car.
You know, we you got only, you here, now go.
You only pull out the 1960s car when it's nice outside and it's above over 75 degrees and the sun is out and there is no chance of rain whatsoever. Like, I partially wonder if that's Travis Kelce, where they're like, all right, you know...
I don't disagree with that either, right?
For years with Gronkowski, where they would just be like, all right, it's, you know, playoff time. Let's take the Corvette out. You know, same thing with Kelce. I wonder if we'll see the same thing.
And I think that could be. I really do.
Who's your next look, though? I mean, is it Baltimore? Like, I feel
it's
like
Buffalo.
Yeah, I like Buffalo just straight out. But Kansas City is the team until they're not. I also think Baltimore is sitting there in a great spot too.
I think the Chargers are going to knock out Houston.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Although
they're only 3-point favorites.
And I think Baltimore wins over Pittsburgh in the AFC. I think Buffalo beats Denver. I think those are pretty straightforward.
Do you not like Philly at home?
I would take Philly.
Yeah. I would too.
I think Washington's going to upset Tampa. That's going to be a fun game to watch, though.
I don't think so. I think Tampa's going to win that game.
We'll see.
A lot of points in that game.
We'll see about that. Yep. And
Baker's going to throw that thing on his back. They are going to win. That game's at home, too. They're going to win.
I think the Rams have a chance to knock off Minnesota. You know, Minnesota's the fifth seed. The Rams are the fourth. But Minnesota, clearly the better record.
It's in Los Angeles, though.
Doesn't matter.
I know, maybe in Los Angeles.
Well, hopefully it's in L.A.
Yeah, that's true. But like Nick said, does that really matter? It's L.A. We're talking about L.A. where they just – unless you're the Lakers, right? Does anyone care?
Yeah, and the Rams certainly more of a home team there than the Chargers. But that's – I think they have a chance to knock them off. Rams have been playing pretty well late, it seems. And I wonder about the Vikings. I wonder about the blueprint that Detroit showed everybody about Minnesota.
Well, it's pressure
Sam Darnold exactly. Like crazy.
And they got a dude in Jared Verse, which if you have not watched the edge rusher Jared Verse for the Rams, you need to. He's a rookie, but it is speed, it is power. He's really high on all those pressure rate stats. It makes me wonder if next year he's one of those guys to keep an eye on if you're looking for like sack title guys and that stuff. That dude can flat out play. He's good.
We'll have a lot of NFL playoff talk next week, obviously, as the games get going this weekend and continue all weekend long. NFL team supposedly inquiring about Bill Belichick.
Yes.
The coach of your North Carolina Tar Heels.
Of course, yes. We're all Tar Heel fans now, yes.
Is there any way Bill says, thanks, NC, I'm out of here. I resign as HC of the UNC?
Yes.
Do you think so? Really?
Would you put it past him? Especially if it's only $1 million buyout after June 1st?
I would. I'd be really surprised if he walks away from that gig. Tom Brady apparently has reached out, talked to him about the Raiders gig. I would be surprised. And the only reason I say that is this. He took the UNC job before things really heated up with all of the NFL searches, because some of the NFL stuff, a couple of gigs were open, and he wasn't getting any looks. And UNC, that worked. He took the job because he wants to coach again.
Right.
He can go there and reinvent himself, have some fun for a few years.
I want you to take that word. That
fun,
word you just
fun
were.
Fun for Bill is coaching football.
Fun and Bill together.
Fun for Bill is coaching football. And he can sail off into the sunset whenever he wants, probably. I would assume that he gets a minimum of 3 years at UNC, even if it doesn't go well. Carolina's going to give him 3 years.
Oh.
And I would think he enjoys himself. He's coaching football, blah, 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 blah. And I think it would be a really dirty pool, although we've seen it time and time again in college sports, where a coach, you came in before you ever even coach a game, you're going to leave after these kids transferred to come play for you. I know college sports isn't what it used to be, and that's a naive and quaint thought by me.
I'm still, the buyout is just interesting. Stunned. Didn't you think the buyout was interesting?
$10 million now and $1 million later on this summer.
Yeah, it's
I mean, you're going to walk away in June, right before the season starts? I would just be surprised if he steps away. What do you think? Would that surprise you?
Would I be surprised? No. Will he? I don't think he's going to.
If you're an NFL team, do you want him?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Even though the way it stumbled to the finish line in New England, because it did.
The struggle to go back to the NFL, I think, is what the struggles were for him last year, is that if he comes in, he wants total autonomy. He wants the whole thing. You know, you got to give everything to him if you want to. And so it's like, what NFL owner says, here's my billion-dollar franchise, multi-billion-dollar, it's yours. I think that's a hard pill for those guys to swallow. And Robert Kraft did it for years, because he reaped the benefits of the whole thing. And then look how quick he turned on Mayo. That didn't take long at all.
That's the one thing about Bill here. If he goes to the NFL, he's going to want to run the whole show.
Absolutely.
And it didn't end well in New England. I wonder about that. We will see, won't we? We will see. Andy has something that's been
I can't wait to talk
chewing
about
on
this.
His mind for a couple of days. Daryl Ryder's coming up at noon. What's been chewing on Andy's brain coming up next? It involves
anti-tanking. How's that sound?
On Baskin and Phelps. I have a bad hair life, but you're having a bad hair day, dude.
I don't care. How's that sound?
I love that.
That's hurtful.
No, it's
no brush. That's
Andy,
why.
And Andy's hair is always like impeccable. It's kind of standing straight up.
It's
right
cold
now.
Outside, man. I want to wear a hat.
What am I supposed to do, man?
I'm just jealous.
Do I have to take
dude's
this?
Dude's hair can get messed up. Mine can't get messed up.
I gotta tell you, man. There are just some days I don't know if I can deal with this anymore. You got to help me out. That's why Manigan's here, to keep the ship straight.
Man. All right, so can I go behind the curtain?
Sure.
Andy was giddy on Monday.
Oh, this has been 2 weeks I've been talking.
Because he saw something, and we've been planning to talk about it. We just weren't sure when. Today's the day. Andy's giddy. He's giddy.
I'm giddy from a sports standpoint.
He's giddy.
Can you calm down a little bit?
No. Andy's giddy.
All right, so I need half of you to not pay attention to a little bit of this, of what I'm saying, because I know you're going to be like, I can't believe he's talking about that sport. Think about it from the big picture, folks, okay? We're all friends. I get it. I know what you think.
We are.
Baskin's going to say this word, and they're going to be like, oh, here he goes again. And I know Jeff is going to be the leader of your little clan over there, okay? It's a hockey thing.
Oh, no, here he goes again.
See, I told you. I didn't even have to say it. So I thought it was interesting, okay. And again, so now it's going to get worse too, because I can just imagine what other people. You, Meredith, you're going to love this, by the way. You'll be all
right. Oh, there you go, Meredith. Andy's looking for friends. Meredith, you're in.
She's already going to be my friend on this. I know she's
already friends, and I already watch women's hockey.
So. Boom! She's already in. Look at that. All right. So I watched Minnesota
hockey
the other night, right?
Meredith already went behind the curtain there.
All right. So don't. I'm going to talk. We're going to talk about women's hockey for 30 seconds, but it's not about the women's hockey. It's about a concept that they're doing. Okay.
All right.
All right. Everybody's with you. Are you down with the story? Do you know this? Where I'm going with this?
I think I do, but I'm going to let you tell it.
All right. So what the Professional Women's Hockey League is doing? Okay. Do you have something you want to say real quick before I get into this?
Go ahead.
Now, I want you to think about this in terms of the NBA, the NFL, and maybe the NHL too. That the way they're doing their draft is really interesting.
How many teams are in this league? Where is this league?
Where is the league? Montreal's in first place.
I'm not familiar.
All right. So
in North America?
Yeah, it's United States and Canada here. It's Minnesota, it's Montreal, it's Toronto.
Okay.
It's,
all right.
You know, all those
Got
cities. I think there's eight teams or six teams in the league. Okay. Eight. I think there's eight teams in the league. So, all right. So what they did was they've decided that when they do their draft, now I want you to think about it in this aspect. NBA, NFL, the way they're doing their draft is super interesting because they want to curb teams from tanking. So the draft order in the Professional Women's Hockey League is done by a thing they call the Gold Plan, and it awards draft order points to
just
teams.
Like Simon Cowell, the gold buzzer, is it the same thing?
Do you have to be so snarky?
If you get the Gold Plan, you go immediately to Vegas?
I'll do what you do to me all the time. So the Gold Plan awards draft order points to teams that are eliminated from the playoffs.
All right, wait a minute. Repeat that.
If you're eliminated from the playoffs, you're in the Gold Plan.
Okay.
Okay? The team with the most points gets the first overall pick.
How do you get points?
By winning. The remaining four picks go in the first round to the playoff teams in reverse order of their regular season standings. So the draft order remains the same for each of the seven rounds. Again, so what happens is, once a team is eliminated from the playoffs, it's like they go to zero, and you still get your. I'm trying to remember what they get for like a regular win. I think is probably 3 points, and an overtime win is probably two, and then an overtime loss is probably one. So you still get your normal points on a win, but rather than those points counting towards the playoffs, they now count towards the draft. What do you think? So if you get eliminated on the last day of the season, you're just going to get your regular draft pick anyway.
You're out of luck.
It's only for the first. I think it's for the top two spots.
All right. So then, I'm really going hypothetical.
Okay.
Let's say the NBA does this.
Okay, I love it. All right, good job, NBA.
And Victor,
way better than that in season tournament.
Victor Wembanyama is the guy coming out. You know he's going to change your franchise.
Yep.
You could reverse tank.
What do you mean reverse tank?
You think you have a pretty good team. You lose on purpose early on in the season. You fall out of contention sooner than everybody else. Then you play your guys and you win. You get the most points, you get Victor.
Okay, I'll take it. I'd rather see good basketball at the end of the season than in the beginning of the season. Because no one's paying attention. I know you would love this. No one's paying attention to the NBA except for we're paying attention to the Cavs because they're playing great until Christmas anyway, right? So
not true.
Jeff doesn't. Jeff Island. Yes.
Couldn't you do that though? I mean,
sure.
I hate to even think that. That would talk about ruining a season for your fan base. Hi, we're going to stink early on. Then we're going to come on late once it's too late.
What if they made the in-season tournament for the NBA for the first pick in the draft? If you won that, you get the first pick in the draft.
Goodness.
I'm just throwing that out. I think this is. I don't know if it's
going
to work.
Players don't care about having the first pick.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you on that. Yep. I don't think players care either. But
ask the New England Patriots.
Although I love it. But that's a couple years in a row we've had
Gerard
a coach.
Mayo. Take that, Mr. Kraft.
See ya. What do you think of this idea? The top two picks are determined by the Gold Plan, which awards draft.
Just top
draft
two or, picks?
Just top two picks. Everything else falls into place.
Top two picks make sense because...
Well, it's also, there aren't that many teams in the league.
Right, you got to figure 3-4 teams aren't going to get eliminated that early where they could actually accumulate points. That's interesting. I don't know if it works. I don't know if it works in a bigger league with more teams.
I don't know. Or maybe you determine the top 10 picks that way with more teams in the league. You expand it. But maybe that would apt to make teams.
Although there are so many teams that make the playoffs now in the National Hockey League, in the NBA,
yeah,
that would be difficult, wouldn't it?
It depends how you want to look at it. Maybe
it's
an interesting concept. Rather than doing a lottery, you're now asking these teams to continue to play and play to win so that, you know, you've got the opportunity. But you're right. I think
it's an interesting concept.
From
an
organizational standpoint, I think it's good. I think from a player standpoint, it might be like, I'm going to play
well. I'm going to win hard so they can draft my replacement.
Yeah. So I think that that's another interesting thing.
It's an interesting concept.
Meredith, do you want to chime in on this? Yes, you like the idea or you don't?
I do like it. I think it's really interesting, but I kind of agree with Jeff, and this is the thought that I had when I first saw how they were doing it, is that I don't know how it would work in a league with 30 teams, 32 teams, but I do think that the NBA needs to figure out, I think all leagues need to figure out tanking, because it just doesn't become fun for the fans of the teams that are tanking. So I like the idea, but yeah, the PWHL only has six teams. So it works on a small scale. I don't know if it can be scaled up.
It has six teams?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then it would really work. It's a very small scale.
Right. Dan, yes or no? This is a good idea, and yes or no, it would work for other leagues?
It's better. I mean, it's an improvement in the right direction. I will forever be abolished the draft. I think it's dumb. I think rewarding losing is the worst thing we could possibly do, and as long as you hand a carrot out to people at the end of the season for their ineptitude, they're going to continue to be inept. And so why are we
continuing to work for you?
Why are we continuing to reward ineptitude? So it gets us closer to that.
Yeah,
sure.
But how are you going to bring people into the league?
Free agency.
Complete free agency?
Hell yeah.
I don't know, boy.
Free agency.
That seems a little too chaotic, honestly.
I agree with you, man.
I don't know, man. I know we're living in the NIL world right now.
The best quarterback.
Yeah, and guess what?
Although that's going away. Yeah, NIL's changing, though.
It's chaos.
The best quarterback available just signed up for Iowa. Iowa.
They make a lot of money selling corn.
Iowa. It's working.
I'm going to leave one other point out of this, too, because I only know we have about a minute or two here left on this. There's another rule there. I don't know if you'll care about this one.
I care about everything that comes out of your mouth.
No, you don't. So this is a hockey thing, too. So this is my 60 seconds on this.
Hey, my buddy Jeff in Cleveland texted me and said, I love the hockey talk.
Oh, well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. All right, so Meredith, you'll appreciate this. Dan, I don't know if you're in on this or not. I kind of feel like I'm you talking about soccer right now. They have another rule in this league. Do you know the other tricky rule they have? Have you caught this one? It's called the no escape rule. Okay, and in the no escape rule, it means that when a team takes a penalty, players on the ice have to stay out for the first penalty kill faceoff. So let's just say you're on the ice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I have seen that. That is so cool.
You can't change lines.
It is fun. I love it.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. I think it's great. I think it's super interesting, and it obviously entices more offense. You've got players that are tired out there.
I have an idea for you.
Okay.
You need to become like the commissioner of NIL for hockey.
They don't need me, I can tell you that. There are plenty of kids that are making a lot of money on NIL.
In hockey?
Oh, well, yeah. There's a goalie here in Northeast Ohio that's going to Penn State that's, from what I heard, is going to do really well.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Or her, it's the case maybe.
To him in the situation.
I think that's outstanding news.
Okay, there you go.
Right, so don't tank.
There's the hockey corner.
But see,
so
now,
if you hit him over here like that, is that a penalty?
The one thing I do wonder, though, because it's a six-team league, I kind of get that.
But we're talking about the draft or the penalty game.
I just wonder if it could work in a bigger situation like the NBA or the NHL.
I don't know. I think it's an interesting concept.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I'm
glad to see there's some league that's trying it. It doesn't really matter what sport it is.
I can't see it working in the NFL, can you?
I'm like Dan. I'm just not a huge fan of the draft, but I don't know of any other way to do this. I don't really necessarily
Free market
love
capitalism, baby.
Well, and also the problem with the NFL draft specifically is that it's such a moneymaker that I don't think there is anything on the planet that would get them to give it up unless there's something that makes more money than 3 days of insane broadcasting of where players are getting chosen to go after college.
I mean, which I hate to say,
coming out of Green Bay this year.
What if you did the draft apprentice style and like televised everything? Or if these guys were free agents,
what if they tell? The only thing that I'm interested in seeing, I'm not as much interested in the combine. I kind of want to see the interviews because I want to see the unhinged questions that the players get asked. That is something I would pay to watch that.
But is that as exciting as having thousands of people have someone watch the commissioner and read a name off a card?
More exciting, in my opinion.
It's better television. I don't know that it's better live audience stuff, though.
The Browns have hired an offensive line coach. Depending on where you look, his offensive line coaching background is either pretty significant or not very significant. We'll explain that, and Daryl Ryder will hopefully be able to shed some light on that for us. Daryl, our Browns beat reporter, coming up next. We're going to help you find a quarterback, by the way. Let's go get us one. Coming up later on in the noon hour. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.